Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Welcome to another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am your superintendent, Dr. Nisha Patel, and I am so excited that you are joining us for season 2, episode 3 of the podcast. On this podcast, we share the individual voices and stories of the students, staff members, and community members who truly make us Fox C6 Strong. We know how important the partnership between a school district and its community is. One way that this partnership benefits both the community and school district is when our graduates return to the local community to fulfill their desire to serve the community. On today's episode, we will hear from two Fox C6 graduates who have chosen to come back to Fox to begin their teaching careers. I hope that you enjoy this conversation, and I will be back afterwards.
Welcome back to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. As Dr. Patel said, we have a very special episode today because today we are joined by two first-year teachers, but not just any first-year teachers. I have with me today Bridget Triplett and Chelsea Cannonia, who are new teachers of the Fox C6 School District, but not new to the district because both of these young ladies also graduated from one of our schools and have now returned to teach. Bridget and Chelsea, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I am so glad you're both here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
So I'm a Fox graduate, but I am working at Sekman Elementary, first year teacher in first grade. Last year, I had the pleasure of working at Sekman Elementary as a teacher assistant in the hearing impaired room. And what is really awesome is I did my student teaching here at Sekman with Miss Ferguson, who's now retired. So the fact to be teaching in the same school that I student taught and teacher assistant has been amazing because I know the staff and I know the kids. So that's been a really fun thing for me.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later, Bridget. That's I'm sure, a big benefit to you. And Chelsea?
Hi, I'm Chelsea. I actually graduated from Sekman High School not too long ago. I then went to Missouri Baptist University to play some basketball and did my student teaching in some other districts. And now I'm returned back to Sekman Elementary teaching fifth grade. And I'm also now the JV girls basketball coach at Sekman High School. So
I'm sure that's really exciting for you. And Chelsea, I'm sure it's especially exciting because you are teaching in your former elementary school. Is that correct?
Yes. So I actually attended Sekman Elementary, middle school, and high school. So it's really cool to be back.
Chelsea, I'll start with you. What made you want to teach here in Fox C6 instead of somewhere else?
One of the biggest reason I wanted to come back to the Fox District and especially Sekman Elementary is really because of the experiences I had. Growing up, I had so many amazing teachers and experiences that Sekman was able to give to me. So I really wanted to come back and give those same experiences to kids that I will have in my own classroom. So
I assume you feel just such a strong connection to the school community being back in your own hallways.
Yes, absolutely. I used to dream, honestly, when I was younger, of that was my goal, is to come back and teach at Sekman and then coach basketball too. So it's literally like I'm living what I had dreamt about when I was in elementary myself. So it's really cool to be back.
Now, Bridget, you also teach at Sekman Elementary, as you said.
I'm on the opposite side now, Fox and now Sekman.
That's right. You've gone to the blue side.
Gone to the blue side. Still love my red, but gone to the blue side.
That's great. So what made you want to come back home and teach in Fox C6?
Sure. So really what Chelsea said is exactly how I feel as well. And I grew up in this community, and actually is what's really cool is my husband did also. And I had the best experience in elementary, in it was junior high, but middle school and high school. And I had so many teachers that really inspired me. And I always knew when I went into teaching that I wanted to do the same for my students. So I thought, why not do that for those students in my hometown community? Because to me, it's home and that's comfort. And I want to give the same to those students.
So, and I think there really is a lot of value to, you know, having folks like you. You went to school here, you grew up here, this is the community you know, the community you love, and now you're back serving that same community. I would assume, and I guess I wonder, have you had any specific instances where being a product of Foxy Six has benefited the students and families that you serve?
I would say a comfort level, especially being a first year teacher and the parents knowing that I have been in the community. I was at Seckman last year, so I actually got to know some of the parents that I've been at Seckman before. And what's really neat is I know some of these students, their parents, or maybe I know their aunts or uncles. So it's, to me, it brings such a comfort level, but it's been wonderful. I've certainly enjoy being in this district, and I'm so happy that they hired me.
And we're absolutely glad that you're here. Now, Chelsea, you probably have something a little bit different to add to this conversation, because mm-hmm. in addition to being a fifth grade teacher, you also are a coach over at Seckman High School.
Yeah. So it's really great to be back. And I think the biggest thing that graduating from Seckman has brought to me now that I'm back teaching is kind of along the same lines as Bridget, is you get to build that relationship a little easier because they know, like, oh, you went to school here too. We've had kind of the same experiences. You know, you did sports day and I know what sports day already is. Mm-hmm. And or with the high school level with the basketball team, I'm able to relate to them and say, you know, when I played Northwest or when I played such and such school, or I can relate to those experiences they're having, as well as when they're having that, you know, hard practice. And so I'm able to relate. And I think that really helps build the relationships with your students, especially in this time that we're going through, only seeing the students, you know, twice a week. Relationships are such a big part, and I think it really helps the students feel closer to me, knowing that I share a lot of the same experiences and have grown up in the same community that they are in now.
And being able to navigate Seckman High School on your own probably can't hurt either, right?
Oh, definitely not. Cannot hurt.
I'd like to hear from both of you. What's it like to have some of your former teachers who are now your colleagues?
So I absolutely love having former teachers as my colleagues, although it is kind of weird. And sometimes some of those teachers are now my mentors. Mr. Claxton, Jim Claxton, and then Sherry Harrington are both also fifth grade teachers. And I actually had Sherry Harrington as a fourth grade teacher when I was at Seckman Elementary. And then Jim Claxton was my sixth grade teacher for math and has coached me in basketball probably since second grade. So I've known them for a really long time. So it's definitely adds comfort to when you're needing something or when you have questions about something, you automatically have somebody that you feel comfortable with and have known for a really long time. But also it's very, very weird at times too, because they still see me sometimes as like the little, well, you know, fourth grader, and I still have a lot of trouble with calling everyone by their first names. I'm constantly calling Sherry Miss Harrington or Jim Mr. Claxton.
Same question for you. I know that you're on the opposite side of the district now, but I would assume you've had some opportunity to have mm-hmm. folks who used to work with you now kind of serve as colleagues and mentors. What's that like?
So as I was subbing through the district, I subbed for some of my past teachers, which was amazing. I got to catch up with them. But what has become even better is because they've become mentors. So here at Seckman, I have an amazing mentor, Angie Brown. And what's really nice being in the district and knowing other teachers, I have even more that I can talk to and discuss things with in different schools. So that kind of expands things for me. So it's been really neat in subbing for them, in the same as Chelsea said, it's still Mr. and Mrs. I can't change it. It's a respect thing, I guess, in this community we've all grown up with.
Yeah.
I went to elementary school at Rockport. And when I was subbing there one time, I still saw the pictures out in the hallway. So all the sixth grade classmates would all have this big picture and it would be displayed. So I found mine and I actually took the students out in the hall and I showed them. So they had to search and find me. So they just like thought that was amazing, that, wow, this teacher went to this school and knows all of these teachers. It's just a matter of catching up with them, getting to know them as an adult now, and then getting to know you, and just to have those extra people to communicate with that have been teaching for so long and they've been through so much and they can really, really relate to you, I think has been so beneficial and fun.
You know, the thing that I've heard you both say directly and indirectly is the relationships that you were able to develop as a student are so beneficial to you now, whether it's with your new colleagues or whether you're able to help develop rapport with your students because you all are from the same community. I think that's just absolutely amazing. And speaking of developing relationships, Chelsea actually was one of my students, one of my last years in the classroom. Chelsea and Bridget, I am so excited that we had an opportunity to catch up on the podcast today and kind of share your perspective as new teachers who are from our community. I want to thank you both for being here on the Foxy Six Strong Voices podcast. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with before we sign off for the day?
Thank you so much for having both of us on. And it's really great to get to talk with you more. I just had such a great time catching up and also sharing what I've experienced. And if you're looking into teaching or if you are just from this community, I would highly suggest just coming back and doing something for your own community, whether it's teaching or whether it's in another career field. Coming back to your community is such a humbling and really great feeling.
Yeah, thank you as well having me on here. I agree. It's been actually really fun reflecting and going back and just remembering all of those times. And again, what Chelsea said with humbling, I mean, in your community, you love it so much and you just wanted to see it continue to grow and be as amazing as it was for you as a kid. So I would suggest to if you are looking into teaching, to go back into your district or contact those past teachers, because, and I know that this is the same for Chelsea as well, they want to help you and they have so much knowledge that has helped us. So I would certainly start there. But thank you again for having us.
And thank you both for being here today and for the excellent conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's great to hear from Chelsea and Bridget about their experience coming back to Foxy Six to begin their teaching careers after college. We always say that in Foxy Six, we make a promise to our students that they will be loved and cared for so that upon graduation, students will leave us with a purpose. I loved hearing how Chelsea and Bridget not only found their purpose, but wanted to share their love of learning with students right here in our district. And with that, we are at the end of episode 3 of season 2 of the Foxy Six Strong Voices podcast. I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this journey to amplify the voices of our students, teachers, and community members that make us Foxy Six Strong. If you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, so that you get notified on your phone when a new episode is posted. Thanks again for listening. I can't wait to share our next one with you on Monday, February 22nd, 2021. Chat soon.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Foxy Six Strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.